Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Alan Rohr back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got probably 2,000 Brain Trust members that we've accumulated in this largest community of small business experts in the world over the last 16 years. Nobody's name fits them more than Alan Rohr's name does. R-O-H-R. That's how it's spelled, but it certainly is Rohr, because wherever she goes, she makes a noise, and people pay attention. Alan Rohr is the author of the Bare Bones Business Plan, the Bare Bones. Let's see, there's two of those and a bunch of other bare bones. She is the lady who has been there, done that. She's been to the depths, and she's been to the heights, and she's here to talk to us about what you and I can learn from that. Alan Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Hey, and I've got my new Katy Perry theme music now. You're gonna hear me roar. I love that song.
You're gonna have to have her come to your business or something. Find out a way to.
And I'm gonna start calling you Blaster.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna start calling you Blaster. We all need a name that juices us up.
That fits us right. So, okay, one of the things you've been working on, Alan, is helping people move faster, make more progress, and get it done quicker. Where are you in that project right now?
Well, two things really have inspired me for today's call. One was I just celebrated a birthday. And
happy
my
birthday.
Mentor, thank you. 29
is amazing.
29-ish.
Yeah.
And my mentor said to me once upon a time when I was just a kid, he said, you know, as you get older, the hands of the clock move faster. Now we don't even have hands on the clock. But,
right. You
know, it does seem to escalate. Like 15 minutes ago, I was 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, moments ago, I had
heck,
a birthday. So
heck, 15 minutes ago, my 15 minutes ago, my children were 29. How about that?
Isn't that weird? And so I think that my hope and my encouragement for today is to let's choose today to decide faster. To get to, like you said, Jim, to get to do's to done. Because when we do make a decision and we act on it quickly, then the evidence of that decision will manifest.
Right.
You'll know if you're on the right track or the wrong track, but don't hesitate. Other than killing a man, Jim, and
mm-hmm.
I don't discount that would be awful and terrible things happen to people, but for the most part, the decisions you're fussing about are not life and death situations.
Right. That's right. Well, the thing that we're faced with right now, Alan, is that the marketplace is moving faster. One of the things that I talk about, I've talked mm-hmm. about for years on my show, and I talk about it in my new book, is that change isn't different from 2,000 years ago, but the velocity of change is different, and so mm-hmm. so we're still dealing with the same changes. The same evolution and progression of change, but the time between generations of change is accelerating. And so how do you deal with that? And one of the things that I'd like to tell people is not so much that you have to move faster, but you have to decide faster. What do you think?
Absolutely. And here's another incident
Get things off of your plate. Go ahead.
This is another situation that comes up that happened to me that made me want to like shout this from the rooftops today. I was at a great event last weekend. It was called the Reinvention Weekend. Melinda Emerson put it on. She's just an absolute small business rock star. And one of the women in this program, and I'm not going to bust anybody's anonymity here, but one of the women in this program was dealing with an invention, something that she came up with, an absolutely rockin' great idea. But it was one of those ideas But if she doesn't move fast on it, the time for that idea will pass. Because the first person to market, the first person on Shark Tank, the first person to get this on HSN is going to capitalize from that particular idea. And so if you find yourself in that situation, our overarching encouragement to this woman was, hey, this may you may not make the very best decision. You may not have everything figured out before you pull the trigger. But if you don't pull the trigger, you're going to miss this entirely. So,
true.
Sometimes you have to make the call. And if you
this is where you find out what kind of an entrepreneur you are. Are you willing to risk what you know for what you might learn? And that's a big deal.
So important because if you have a great idea, trust that you'll have another one.
Yeah.
You know, this might be your lose your virginity idea.
We're going to talk some more about making decisions faster and get things off your plate with our good friend Ellen Rohr. She is roaring today, as you can tell. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts. Ellen's still in the building. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.